is episode 75 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Maxime Farek's book, The Lost Tribes of Bigfoot. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from chapter 12, which is called The Bigfoot UFO Connection, and this is what Maxime has written. Throughout history, accounts of a Bigfoot UFO connection have been scattered like jagged pieces of space debris circling the Earth. The website Gaia reports that at least 20% of Bigfoot sightings coincide with UFO events, a matter of concern for Mysterious Universe writer Nick Redfern. He said, "Indeed, I have seen so many Bigfoot researchers fume and rant when the matter of UFOs are brought into the domain of Bigfoot research. Too bad. The fact is, there are more than a few reports of strange lights seen in the sky in the same location, and at the same time, the Bigfoot creatures have been seen. Like it or not, there is a mystery to be resolved regarding Bigfoot's UFO angle." Maxime continues, "One of those angles was embedded in an intriguing story from 1888 about a meeting between a cattle rancher and a group of Native Americans. The rancher was led to a cave in Humboldt County, California, where he saw a large humanoid creature covered in long, shiny black hair with no neck. The native said the beast was one of three crazy bears that descended from the sky in a small moon, leaving them in the woods before taking off. Were these crazy bears actually Bigfoot creatures being transported in a moon-shaped saucer, or perhaps something else equally bizarre and puzzling? Despite countless attempts to define these crazy bears, from UFO pilots to abductees to criminals to guinea pigs, we simply don't know." Noted researcher and cryptozoologist Jack Carey speculates that UFOs are abducting Bigfoot to study its DNA and physical attributes, and believes in the possibility of interdimensional travel. Carey proposes a physics principle that uses fluctuations created by an accelerated body of mass to generate thrust. These fluctuations can create momentary tears in the electromagnetic membrane, separating our universe from a parallel one and allowing extra-dimensional entities access to our dimension. Wormhole theory. Carey's fantastic concept mimicked Einstein's 1935 wormhole theory, proposing that wormholes connected two points in a space-time conduit, theoretically creating interdimensional shortcuts or portals that reduce travel time across the universe. Adding to the discussion, Dr. Franklin Rule, PhD, host of Mysteries from Beyond the Other Dimension, offered three more theories rhapsodizing this phenomenon. He said, "Perhaps the Bigfoot creatures are UFO pilots landing on Earth for exploratory purposes, or conceivably higher-level ETs are leaving behind some specimens as guinea pigs to test our environment for long-term survival. Or possibly these Bigfoots are criminal entities being deposited on Earth as a form of cosmic deportation." Maxime continues, "Rule's program examines the scientific evidence for UFOs and cryptozoological entities and became the Sci-Fi Channel's first original series in 1992. Another researcher, Jason Kenzie, is a skeptic searching for the truth. His documentary, Searching for Sasquatch, considers massive X-shaped tree structures that Bigfoot believers claim are a warning to stay away. While filming his documentary, Kenzie discovered hundreds of considerable footprints in a mountain lake near Headley in British Columbia. Kenzie provided further evidence of the Bigfoot UFO connection after interviewing two witnesses who watched a circular portal open and two white orbs emerge. One remained in its physical state while the other transformed into a 9-foot red-haired Bigfoot, offering them several deer skulls. The witnesses left peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the creature. Searching for Sasquatch won the 2021 Paradise International Film Festival, and Kenzie netted an invitation to the 2024 Great Florida Bigfoot Conference in Ocala. Bigfoot theories. Although the field lacks substantial evidence, it has an overabundance of hypotheses, often reflecting themes from 1950s science fiction and other cultural sources. Eric Dockett speculated on the Bigfoot alien theory in his article Top 5 Bigfoot Theories, suggesting, "Perhaps Bigfoot is a hybrid of some sort, a cross between humans and a creature that exists on the alien homeworld. Or maybe an alien race is somehow attempting to reverse engineer human DNA, and this Bigfoot creature is the closest thing they've come up with so far." Dockett said alien involvement could explain why no Bigfoot specimens or carcasses have ever been found, and why Bigfoot seems to be here one instant and gone the next. Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, American paranormal writer and former host of Exploring Unexplained Phenomena, gave her final interview on January 27, 2019, for the feature documentary film The Bigfoot Alien Connection Revealed, directed by Alan McGargle, who explained his documentary's premise. "We are not alone in the universe. Alien life is here right now, contacting us in the form of Bigfoot, UFOs, orbs and other interdimensional paranormal phenomena. These experiences are changing human nature as we know it. Learn how researchers have identified locations where portals are opening to reveal many forms of non-human intelligence, intelligent life forms that are being kept secret. Bigfoots are interdimensional cryptids that can cloak themselves, rendering them invisible." Guiley said, "I've always believed in Bigfoot's paraphysical nature. The phenomena associated with their manifestations defy natural explanation. I think we must turn to paraphysical or interdimensional considerations if we are going to fully understand their presence on Earth and their intentions with humans." Guiley understood that Bigfoot possess supernormal strength. They are intelligent beings who can telepathically communicate with human beings, but equally distrust them. No known animals share Bigfoot's unique attributes. She said, "They have what would be called bilocation or rapid transport, and that's the ability to be here and then suddenly there without visual means of getting there. That has been described on many occasions where people will see a being in front of them, and then suddenly it's behind them, and they don't see it go behind them. How did it get there? It's just suddenly there." Guiley explained that Bigfoot can transform from the material and tangible to the intangible, as though it's going through an interdimensional doorway. Quantum world. Dr. Paul G. Johnson has spent over 20 years and thousands of hours in field research in Pennsylvania, interviewing eyewitnesses who described how Bigfoot appears and disappears in an instant, makes no tracks in the snow, passes through solid matter, teleports itself, glides instead of walks, becomes transparent and even invisible, and more. Johnson's Chasing the Elusive Pennsylvania Bigfoot, A Cryptid from Another Reality, postulates that Bigfoot is not a flesh and blood ape in the woods, but may be an interdimensional being. He said, "Bigfoot evolves from an alternate reality and conforms to the rules what we know as the quantum world." Johnson suggested that Bigfoot behavior defies our fundamental understanding of quantum mechanics. They seem to vanish, reappear in another location, and appear impervious to gunshots. Researcher Thomas Steinberg, author of In Search of Giants, Bigfoot Sasquatch Encounters, described Pete Knabb's experience in the summer of 1973 at Hunter's Range, 30 miles east of Enderby, British Columbia. Knabb and two other boys shot .22 caliber rifles at a 9.5-foot Bigfoot, who was unaffected by the bullets. Steinberg reported similar events in Washington State, where, in 1970, a Bigfoot was shot by a .22 caliber rifle and not harmed. So this week I was reading from Maxim Furek's book, The Lost Tribes of Bigfoot. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.